Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I am your host, Rosky Mascagni, and this evening with us, we don't have any panelists, but we have our guest, Dr. Sherita Yaseed. Dr. Sherita has been on our show numerous times now, and I was speaking with her about the next topic for this show. And she said, since I'm coming on a seem like a regular basis, maybe I should start asking some questions. I said, oh, that sounds interesting. Well, then I came up with a name, The Natural Way with Dr. Sherita, and she agreed to that. So I'm in enjoyment with that because we really need to start looking at alternative ways to prevent illness, and also we need to find different ways to heal that's not so detrimental to our bodies. And being that she's a naturopathic doctor, to use natural ways to do these things. So we gathered some questions from a few people about a few days ago, and Dr. Sherita is going to answer those questions. But before she answer them, I'm gonna let her, talk a little bit about herself again, and we'll go from there. So welcome back, Dr. Sherita. I'm very pleased that you came to be on the show again, and hopefully you'll be here many more times. So welcome, and let's do what you do.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be able to share wellness, with the family at any time, any platform, big or small. I'm there.
Excellent.
I think, you said enough as far as I'm a holistic healer. I've been doing this over 35 years, kind of born into it, really. My father is Dr. Paul Goss, my mother, Alzonia Goss, and they're both, herbalists. And they started New Body Products back in 1976 in our health food store, New Earth Health Foods, in 76 as well. And we do manufacture our own products. We have over 130 different products, herbal solutions. We have the New Body Products is a network marketing company, and we have over 20,000 distributors throughout about 17 different countries. And anybody can become a distributor. It's just $60 to sign up, and you pay annually $10, or you can get a lifetime membership for $120, and you get 35% off the products. You can use it to sell or just to have a discount, for you and your family. There's no pressure to sell anything. But if you do sell, you get commissions, the following month. It's a calendar month. And so, yeah, we have herbs, herbal solutions for anything you can think of when it comes down to healing, even some of the rarest things. So, yeah, so just you can always go to their site, just to, even just to get information. You can drop our catalog is in the I see you on the screen here. It's in the top right-hand corner next to the toll-free number. The catalog is there. If you just want to download the catalog just to kind of get a quick look of everything in one place, but or you can just go to the shop and then you can see all the products and then everything that's there. You can search illness, and then it'll bring up the different herbs and stuff that's good for that particular ailment. And it's it's a great way to make money. We got a lot of people who's making money, so it's the true sense of let your health be your wealth. It's a true sense of that, So we have. So many different elements that we have in general, but there's some that's really specific to our people of color in general. And I was able to get, several questions, ahead of time, because I just kind of want to know, like, what do people want to know about? And it's pretty much like some of the same stuff that we normally go through as African people on a planet. I'm here in Ghana. I'm talking to you from Ghana, and there's a lot of the things that we have as issues in America, we have some of those same issues here. Like high blood pressure is on the rise here. Prostate swelling or prostate cancer, different types of cancer, like lymphatic, breast cancer. There's a lot of the same, issues. And one of the things is that we have to look at is our stress. It has a lot to do with that type of environment, whether it's work related or is at home, or you just having stress. Because I know people who's driving almost 2 hours or riding 2 hours to go back and forth to work, and the environment as far as the pollutions and things like that. So we have to look at even our mental health. So it's a holistic approach when it comes down to dealing with our health. And so I just kind of wanted, I'm going to address, some of the questions, but I wanted to, I wanted to just kind of talk about a few essentials, that we should have, for our family, a few life essentials for the family. And the first step to eating a healthy diet is having a balanced variety of food. So I want to kind of talk about maybe 10 different things that we need to consider, when we're dealing with all these different diseases: colon cancer, obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, breast cancer, sexual dysfunctions, respiratory issues, lymphatic, also so many different issues that we have. And when it comes down to approaching your healing, we got to give thanks and praises to the Most High, the divine universal intelligence, what I call the absolute of the absolute. And give thanks to our ancestors, because when you're dealing with what I've learned here, being in Ghana, dealing with healers here, is that they're not only addressing you, they're addressing your ancestors as well. And it's kind of in the same way where we, when you go to the doctor, they want to know your history, like your history from your mom's side and your dad's side. With them, it's kind of like the same thing. So even though they might not ask you so much, go so much into, oh, I'm here because I got high blood pressure or diabetes, it's more addressing you and your own lineage and working out, cleansing out our ancestral debts, and cleansing it out, not just for our own personal ancestors that we know, but clearing our ancestral debts all the way back to the very first ancestor. And when you think about things, think about it in that way, then for me, I felt like it brought support. So even though I'm calling on the ancestors, I'm calling on them to help me with my issue, but it's also to help them to cleanse out and clear their issues as well. Because even though they're not here in a physical form, there's still some things that still has to be addressed spiritually. And so taking that approach is a good way to make sure that you never feel like you're alone in your healing. And you're also helping to cleanse, like I said, cleanse the ancestral debts, from your family. So starting at the beginning, Instead of starting at number one, I'm gonna start at zero because that's a number as well. We'll start at ground zero. And ground zero is the number one nutrient, which is love. Love is the number one nutrient. No matter what you do, you have to come from a place of love when it comes down to taking care of your healing, meaning that you're dealing with your self-love. You're dealing with the love of yourself, the love of your family, love of the community. You have to have love at the base and at the core of everything that you're doing in life in general, but definitely when it comes down to your healing. And then number one is
Dr.
water.
Sharita.
Water, H2O.
So are you given the ones from you or the questions that I gave you?
Oh, no. So this is just I wanted to I'm a address to questions, but I wanted to give some basic
Essentials.
life essentials because these are things that you're gonna do, and it was like so no matter what disease you're dealing with, these are different things you want to have just in your daily life to not only to reverse disease but also to prevent. You know, so regardless of what angle I tell you to take as far as herbs and things like that, these are things that you want to just include in your diet. And I'm not going to go into the like a full drawn up presentation. I'm just going to give you the you know a few like about 10 different things that you need to add. So definitely water, H2O or H3O as they call you know through juices, coconut water, things like that. And make sure you when you're drinking water, it has to be spring water. For those of us out in the outside world, a lot of times they call it mineral water. And then you have your leafy greens. You definitely have to take in your leafy greens. The more raw you do, the better. Leafy greens, fruits that are very high in vitamin C, especially when we're coming into this season with the cold season, the flu season. So you want to make sure that you have lots of food that's high in vitamin C. And you can always look up these things. You can go online. I don't want to go into, like I said, the full presentation because I have some samples here. But you can always go online and look up these things. What's high in vitamin C? What's high in vitamin B? What's good? What foods are good for this particular disease? You know, do your own research. And if you're not really sure about what you're looking at online, my thing is always go to three different websites. And then look for consistency and what they're saying. And then that way you can be more confident about, you know, taking on things yourself. Garlic is really important to have in your diet. Really good for building up the immune system and taking out bacteria. Nuts, you can have that for your proteins, all different types of nuts and seeds. Peppers, like the cayenne pepper, they're very, very rich in a lot of different nutrients. And really good for the circulation and expelling mucus out of the system, building up the immune system as well as the peppers are very high in vitamin C as well. Avocado is really good to just have avocado and like mangoes. Those are really good for having like natural fats. So it's like good fat taking out the bad fat. So it will help with cholesterol. And one of the questions was about prostate. The avocado is definitely good for that. Well, I just saw a funny thing with avocados. The Aztecs used to call avocado the nickname avocado was ahuacati, and it means testicle. So even because they're talking about the way it looks, the seed looks like testicles. And then you want to deal with your grains as well, your different grains like your spelt and your quinoa, barley, you know, and things like that. Some people are still eating the oats, but the oats should be like oat groats if you want to get the full effect from that. And then coconut is really, really good. Coconut, I drink coconut water all the time when I'm here because I can get it fresh. Somebody's cut the coconut open there and pour it into my bottles and pour it into bottles that they have. And then I'm able to drink anywhere from 2 to 3 liters of coconut water a day. Those type of things are really good. And then stuff that's high in essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids are acids that we need for the body, as opposed to the fats that we get from eating greasy foods and things that will build up our cholesterol. So essential fatty acids of what they call EFAs is really good for making sure that it is really good for the brain, it's good for the joints, it's good for moving out cholesterol and things like that. Then definitely have foods that are high in iron. A lot of times, women. I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask about those the you said the
You were
fatty
saying?
acids. Okay, what type of foods would that be you can find that in?
A lot of times, a lot of health food stores, they try to push the fish, to get some of the omegas. But you can get it like through flaxseed, hemp seed oil, borage. What's some of the other ones? I'm trying to use flaxseed, hemp, borage. You can get it through coconut oil, some of them. And there's another one I'm trying to think of, the tip of my tongue. Some evening primrose oil, you can get it from there too. It's just that evening primrose oil, a lot of women use that one for like menopause and balancing the hormones for the women. But those are some of the things where you can get your essential fatty acids. Flaxseed is the easiest one to get as far as the oils. You can pretty much find flaxseed oil anywhere. Hemp oil these days in the States you can, but some places you might not be able to find it. And then foods that are really rich in calcium as well, because we're having issues with our bone health as we get older, and we want to make sure that that we're dealing with good bone health. And a lot of times you can get that. You can do a lot of stuff through supplementation, but it's best as much as possible to do it through food. So a lot of green leafy vegetables, again, is really high in calcium. So those are just some basic things that you can kind of make sure that you incorporate into your diet, keep it in your cabinet, in your refrigerator. Make sure that the family is consuming these things on a regular basis. And this is what you do to help prevent. It's all about prevention. Prevention is a key thing because we're not supposed to be sick. We're not supposed to have all these hospitals, all these different places that we got to go to. I remember when I was taking Dr. Africa, Dr. Laila Africa. I remember we were talking about. Oh, God, okay, it'll come back to me. It'll come back to me. I'm trying to, it was something that we were talking about in reference to the diet. But oh, when it came down to, he talked about a particular tribe. I want to say it was in the Appalachian Mountains. I'm not really sure. But what I remember was that in this particular culture that you had to, you knew everything about your body. Like you were taught biology, you were taught about herbs, you were taught about what to do if you got some kind of ailment, if you got some kind of injury and things like that. And he said that only, and so by the age of 30, you know everything you need to know, where you don't necessarily have to have a doctor. And even if you got to the point where you stuck because everybody had to have the education, it'd be nothing to just ask your friend next to you saying, "You know what? I got this issue. What can I do for that?" And like, "Oh, do this, do that." And then it's like, "Oh yeah, it'll come back to them." So, and he said that if you didn't know, it was because you were an idiot. Like, and at that time, like somebody who was not mentally capable of, taking care of themselves. So. Of course, you don't have sickness in situations like that. You see what I'm saying? Because you're doing everything you need to do to prevent. And if something happens, you have things that you need right there to reverse it. So it's really good to understand that we are not supposed to get sick. We're not supposed to grow old and then lose our memory, get dementia and Alzheimer's. I know I have a lot of elders around me, so they'll make jokes about, them forgetting things and things like that. That's not a natural way of going. So it's natural to be healthy, energetic, happy, and in a body that's filled free of disease. So just to address a few of the questions here. Let's see. Trying to get to the first
Can I
question.
ask them?
Sure. I remember the first one was on lungs or something.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and ask them so I can give me a
Oh,
little.
lifting old.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
How to lift old congestions from the lungs? Like if I guess I don't know if there's a such thing as old congestion, or so basically, how do you get rid of congestion from the lungs? That's question number one.
Okay, so several things you want to do as far as and I should have left ex put exercise in there. Exercise is very key to your health. Some kind of exercise. So definitely make sure that you have exercise in your daily routine, whether it's yoga or because you do a lot that your lungs are functioning. And as you're doing those things, if you think about it, like when you're if you have congestion and you start exercising, mucus does come up. You start coughing, so that is good to have that deep breath, whether you're doing breathing exercises or you're running or whatever. You want to make sure that you have deep breaths. So cleansing through oxygen is definitely one of them. As far as food, one of the things that I find that works really good for me because I respiratory is one of my issues that I was kind of born with and that I've been able to deal with over my lifetime naturally. So you can take garlic, ginger, orange, lemon, and take that and blend it and take that into different shots, like take it through as you can drink it, but you can also just do different shots, 2 to 4 ounces, at least 3 or 4 times a day. And that will help to pull out a lot of the mucus out of the lungs and also help with pulling out a lot of the old mucus. The old mucus basically is like a hard mucus that builds up on the lungs. And as we're, constantly eating like a lot of, dairy foods, rice, a lot of flour, doing a lot of fried foods and things like that, then after a while, this stuff starts, it becomes like a hard glue inside the system. And then if somebody's like smoking on top of that, whether it's no matter what they're smoking, or if you're in a situation where, a lot of us are spiritualists, we use a lot of smoke, like dealing with sage and incense and things like that. And if you're doing that type of thing on a regular basis and you're not airing, open up the windows, all those different things get into your lungs, as well as the toxins that will be, just in the air. If you're in LA, you're definitely dealing with a lot of pollution that you're breathing in. So by taking in, doing the exercise to help with the oxygen, definitely taking in lots of water. You want to do at least a half gallon to a gallon of spring water a day. Taking in lots of juices. So I gave you that combination. You can do it in shots, but you can also do those individually, like the orange juice and lemon juice. Those are really good for expelling out mucus as well. And the ginger is really, really good too. Another thing is Kola nut, bitter cola, because you have kola nut, then you have bitter cola. Bitter cola is really, really good. Just taking the bitter cola, and I have some around here, but I have to see if I can find it. It's you'll take you'll the bitter cola comes in like in this little oval, looks kind of like a seed, and you take bites from it, and just one little bite as you start chewing, and then the juices start going down your throat, you start expelling out mucus like right away. So those are some different things to do, but to really get to a deep cleansing, and this is with any disease. I'm going to always talk about doing detoxification anywhere from 14 to 90 days. And that's taking certain herbs and also doing like a lot of juicing and eating raw fruits and vegetables 100%. That's, and if you, because when you're dealing with something really chronic, that will definitely take care of it. And when you do that, you'll start to see after day seven, after day 14, the mucus starts coming out, and it starts going deeper, especially if somebody's smoking, because it becomes like a almost like the tar is building up in your lungs, you know. So you want to go a period of time, and then after a while, you'll start coughing, and then you'll start seeing the color of the mucus will be like a dark yellow to a green. And the thing is that you want to just keep pushing. Now, if you do see that, it'd be good to do ascorbic acid, vitamin C, to help to build the immune system up, to give the body the vitamin C that it needs so it can go on and do what it needs to do. And then any excess vitamin C, which, because it's water soluble, it'll just go out of the body. So it's not like you can do too much vitamin C. But a vitamin C flush is also another one that can be done. Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, you can do 10,000 milligrams to like a gallon of water. And then you're going to drink that throughout the day. And that'll give you like it'll kind of flush the system. And the only side effect is the effect that you want is diarrhea. So just know on that day, you might want to stay home and you'll be running to the bathroom a lot, flushing out a lot of, bacteria, a lot of waste, a lot of viruses, and then it builds up the immune system. So your body can build the antibodies to fight off the diseases that's coming from that.
Okay.
There's a lot of things you can do for the lungs. Another thing is, as far as, oh, okay, herbs, comfrey and fenugreek is one of the things that we have that's formulated by Dr. Goss. The comfrey and fenugreek combination is really good for pulling out mucus from the system, as well as healing the lungs as well, because we do a lot of damage to our lungs. We might have scar tissue from doing a lot of coughing, or sometimes people had like serious pneumonia and they came out of it, but they have a lot of damage done to their lungs. So the comfrey is good to is known as a tissue mender. So it'll help with the repairing of the lungs.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's go to number two.
You know, each topic, you know, I can speak just on respiratory alone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying just to keep it, you know, basic and simple for people to you know, follow, or at least to get started.
Okay, well that was a good answer. So we can go to number two. Okay, what is the best naturopathic medicine for the lymphatic system?
Okay, with the lymphatic system, you want to look at herbs that are good for the blood, blood purification. That kind of goes hand in hand. But you can do things like black seed, astragalus. It's a blood purifier. Works with lymphatics, but it could be one of the softer cleansers, the red clover, as opposed to something that's so strong like golden silk. So, and then you want to make sure you're doing exercise, the organs of the body. You know what I'm saying? It's helping the body system to move, the adrenaline, the different chemistry of the body is able to, be more in balance. You're able to sweat out and release a lot of toxins out of your sweat glands, which is connected to the lymphatic system. So you want to make sure the exercise is part of what you're doing. Look at the lymphatic system as the drainage system for the body. So there's other things you can do as well is, and you can go on YouTube. You'll find several different videos on lymphatic massage. I like Yaki Awakening. It's an exercise that you'll see him do. It's just that I like to look at us when it comes down to treating us. So you'll have different parts of the lymphatic system that you'll exercise on the neck, under the arms, throughout the body. And what you're doing is you're massaging, you're tapping, and then you're stroking in all these different areas. You're like from the side, you're using your hand this way, and then you're going on the side of the ear, and then you're massaging down like that, at least 9 to 10 strokes in every area. When you're doing it under the arm, this is another area for like where a lot of breast cancer starts, so the lymph nodes here, basically it's just like it's in a sense, there's toxins and stuff that build up and it's not releasing. So then you start building up these tumors and different things, and you want to like grab under the arm and then pull, grab and pull. So what you can do is just go online, look for lymphatic massage, and do those massages. I would say every morning and every evening, but definitely at night before you go to bed. That's when the body's doing a lot of its healing, when we are relaxed.
Okay, I'm gonna go to number three. What are some organic blood builders?
Organic blood builders. Dandelion is really good for building the blood. And is this in reference to like just people that might be anemic or what have you, trying to deal with anemia? You have a beetroot. It's best to get it fresh, but if you can't, you can always buy the powder and then take the powder on a regular basis. My whole thing is try as much as possible when it comes down to food to get fresh. But if you can't, and you're one of those people that's like really, really busy, and you got at least got time to make a smoothie in the morning or some just fruit, or just take some fruit juice or something, you can always add the beetroot to your smoothies and or to your drinks. And then you want to deal with a lot of leafy greens. The darker the green, the more iron you're going to have, the more nutrients you're going to have in general. But you'll have a lot of iron inside of the dark leafy greens. So you can take the dandelion in capsules, and it's the dandelion root that's going to help build the blood. And then you can also take the dandelion leaves and add it to your salads or your juices. Like if you want to make like a green juice, you can use the dandelion for that.
Okay, excellent. All right, question number four. What supplements can be taken that can help with inflammation?
Inflammation, we have a formula called ART that has like a lot of different herbs in there that helps with the inflammation. One would be alfalfa. which is good for inflammation, garlic, turmeric, ginger. As far as foods, pineapple is really, really good for inflammation. I'm trying to say, I want to give you a few more herbs on the on that. Even though those herbs, it would be good enough, you know, but just to give it a few more. Oh, chaparral. Chaparral is another one. Just good for inflammation. So again, I come back to food. Those are herbs, but coming back to food, one of the things that I found that work pretty fast is taking fresh garlic, fresh turmeric, and pineapple and mixing that as a drink. So you take a thumb of ginger, a thumb of a half a thumb of turmeric. You can do a full thumb, it's just that the turmeric really overpowers taste, but a half a thumb to a thumb of turmeric, and then the pineapple, it should be usually I do like a full pineapple, and I just blend that combination, and then I drink about 16 ounces to 32 ounces of it. So I'll have times when I have my sciatica that might, you know, want to act up. And fortunately, it hasn't gotten to the point where, you know, I'm crippled. I'm still functional, just that I feel the discomfort there. And I noticed that whenever I'm going through a detox, when I get to maybe day 3 or 4, that's when I start really feeling what we call healing crisis, and I will feel my back. So one the last time I was doing a like a water fast, and it was really painful. And I took that combination at night. By the morning, I got up and I was like, wait a minute, it was almost like nothing happened. I was able to literally jump up out of my bed with no problem. So I find that that combination is something that works pretty fast when you want to get rid of inflammation right away.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Question five. And then I'm going to add to this question. What herbs can be used for the prostate?
Okay, so we again herbs is the herbal kingdom is so vast. It's so many different things that you can use. So as far as herbs, Yuba ursi is very good. Yuba ursi is something that you take 1 week on and 1 week off. It's a berry. We do carry it in our line, in our product line. The ginsengs are really good, like the Siberian, I mean, I'm sorry, the Korean ginseng. Maca is one of the ginsengs that people don't know. They just know it as maca, but it's one of the ginsengs. And then you can do salt palmetto berries is really good for the prostate as well. The salt palmetto is also good for erectile dysfunction, you know, as well. But it's really good for taking, and that's something that you can take on a daily basis as opposed to the Yuba ursi, where you have 1 week one on and 1 week off. The Yuba ursi works with the pancreas. It helps to assist the pancreas to do what it needs to do. So the reason why you do it 1 week one on and 1 week off is because you want your pancreas to work on its own. You don't want it to become dependent, you know, on the Yuba ursi. So that's part of the reason. And then you can do other things like definitely eating different berries, like the goji berries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. It's kind of like you can also look at it as it's like the same health regimen that you would have for like heart disease as well. And then exercise, of course, is all in there. I definitely recommend. I'm going to say that over and over to do a detox, to detox the body. It's the first line of defense. Whenever you're dealing with any disease and trying to reverse, empty the trash, as much trash out of the body as possible. Sometimes just doing a detox takes care of the problem, but definitely it's going to take care of at least 50% of the problem. And then the herbs will come in to take care of, you know, of everything else. So, Damiana is another one. As far as the minerals, zinc is really important. I think zinc should be something that men should start taking in their mid-30s. And these days, I would say even 30s. It's like as I'm getting along in this field, as time is going, our food is changing, everything is changing. So where I said before, start something at 35, now I'm going back another 5 years. So from the age of 30, you should start making sure that you have zinc in your diet, whether you get it through pumpkin seeds or you're taking a supplement. And the one that has the best, if you're taking it in a supplement form, the zinc picolinate is the one that has the most absorption. They come in different forms and you get results from all of them, but the picolinate has the best absorption. And you're not doing, don't go over 50 milligrams a day, but you're gonna do a minimum at least 10. The 50 milli, the higher amount is when you're actually dealing with something and you wanna reverse it. But to prevent, you're doing 10 to 20, not more than 30 milligrams of zinc, per day, which is also good for the immune system too. It's really good for this cold season that's coming up, just as a sidebar. But pumpkin seeds is one of the best sources to get zinc in a food form. So you want to eat at least a handful of pumpkin seeds a day, raw pumpkin seeds, not nothing with salt and roasted and things like that, raw pumpkin seeds.
Yeah. Now, to add to that, or I want to, all of what you mentioned, does it, that's good for prevention also? Everything that you mentioned for the
Yeah, it's
prostate.
definitely good for prevention. Yeah.
Okay,
It's
so
definitely good for prevention.
now what about the colon, to prevent colon issues?
The best way to prevent colon issues is just to make sure that you're eating foods that are high in fiber, eating like a lot of raw foods that are high, that has this, where it still has its enzymes, because enzymes is really good for, very important in digestion.
High in fiber.
It helps with digestion. It's all parasites and like enzymes. So if you're doing like a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables, raw foods in general will help with that. So that's dealing with prevention as well as reversing colon problems. You have so many different colon problems that's out there. Can you still hear me? Because it was saying
Yes.
unstable. So you have a lot of different problems like irritable bowel syndrome, like IBS, diverticulitis, colitis, Crohn's disease. You have a lot of these, and then of course, colon cancer, a lot of these issues. And so it's good to do a detox. What we have is our formula CKLS. CKLS is one that we use to help people to cleanse their system. It stands for colon, kidney, liver, and spleen, but it also works with the other organs as well. And then you go on a 7 day, 7 day. 7 day is more for prevention, something you want to do a 7 day detox every equinox, like every season. 4 times a year. At least, 1 week of just doing juicing, water, and just taking your herbs. At least 1 week every 6 months. But definitely the best results will be every 3 months. And you're taking the CKLS along with olive oil on the first day. And that's going to help lubricate the walls of the colon. It's going to help pull out a lot of bacteria, a lot of mucus, gallstones, parasites, and things like that. And all those different things that kind of, break your body down. This detox will take care of that. And so, and it's not, and it's one of those detoxes, of course, if you drink it. An olive oil, of course, you're going to feel like some kind of nausea. You take it with lemon juice to kind of keep the oil down. And once you get past the first 24 hours, that's when you're going to start losing a lot of waste. You lose anywhere from 8 to 15 pounds. You can lose 8 to 15 pounds of waste in 48 hours. People don't believe how much how much their weight is actually just in the waste that's in their body, right? So it's like I said, to do a cleanse will take in, like for the CKLS, we have like Chaparral. Look at all my stuff and make sure I'm not missing an ingredient. We have Slippery Elm, which Slippery Elm is really good for lubricating the walls of the colon, are helping to deal with the mucilage part of the colon to keep it to where that lining of the colon is. The Slippery Elm is really good for that, so you don't have to deal with those things like ulcers and those kind of problems. So and then Uversi is also part of that, which is used because it's good for the kidneys. The aloe vera is good for stimulating the bowels to help to relieve the waste out of the bowels. Chamomile is there to help with the griping. So a lot of times when people are taking different colon cleansers or laxatives, they have this like this griping or these cramps in their stomach. The chamomile is working with the nervous system, so it helps with that. The Cascara Sagrada is also good for digestion and is good for stimulating the bowels to relieve to have bowel movement. Mullein is really good because we always build up a lot of mucus in our system, and a lot of it's going to end up in our colon. So you want that mucus to be to move out because mucus causes a lot of different diseases. Fenugreek is also another one that helps expel out a lot of mucus, and fenugreek is also good for balancing the sugar levels in the body as well. And then I think I mentioned dandelion as a blood builder. A blood purifier. And then you have eucalyptus, which is really good for opening up the lungs. Opening up the lungs for to help with getting better oxygen to the organs. So that formula has been on the market since 1976, really before that. It's just that that's when we started our business in 76. And we've been able to help a lot of people with that. I had a just a quick story. I had an elder to come. She came into our store. Well, she came after business hours. Excuse me. She came after business hours, and so because it was kind of late, we was like, okay, everybody got to get home. It's 6:15, and then she was just like, well, I was just coming to get some of this. So she showed up a bottle of CKLS. And then she said, you know what? I just have to say, I got to tell you about this. She said, but I'm scheduled to get a surgery on my colon in 3 weeks. So the doctor told me that they scheduled this surgery. So I decided to go on this vacation. She said, I went on vacation for a couple of weeks. While I was away, I had been taking a CKLS. And she said, the way the stuff moved out of my system, just taking the CKLS by itself. She didn't change her diet. She didn't eat a certain way. She just was taking something just to relieve the waste out of her system. And she said she felt so good that she called her doctor and said, I'm not coming for the surgery. They were like, what are you talking about? It's like, she said, I feel I'm fine. I don't need your surgery because I'm fine. I don't even believe I have the colon cancer anymore. And they're like, what are you talking about? So she's just talking about how good she felt, and she's sharing her, you know, she was sharing other stories about, because it was several of us as women who were sitting there talking to her, and she wanted to talk to us about marriage and, you know, relationships and all these other stuff too. But when she talked about the colon cleanse, we were just like, I just thought, how many times have I heard where somebody just took something to relieve their bowels and all of a sudden they felt better? One lady told me that she took it along with C1. She was in the bed. She showed me pictures of her in the bed. She said, I couldn't move. I literally took me a long time just to get to the bathroom. She said, I took this the very next day. I'm on my feet. I'm going to the bathroom. And I had been taking this since. And I went back to the doctor. I don't have any cancer. Now, these people didn't go through the full regimen. They just like reading something, coming here and buy the product and then just going to, you know, chances on their own, or a family member comes and get it for them and tell them to try it. So a lot of times people are being diagnosed with stuff and they don't really have it. I've had several clients like that. Were they telling you that you have colon cancer or you got some kind of cancer? So that means, of course, what they're going to do, they're going to give you radiation poisoning. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do, they're going to do all these different tests on you and give you all these different medicines and things to take. And nothing is really even wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that you do as much prevention as much as possible, orthodox doctor, say at the hospital. And then that way you have more control over what happens to you, as opposed to turning your control to somebody else who really doesn't care about you. Because once you go home, that's it. You're just a number. You're not you, there, there's nothing that they're going to remember about you because they don't spend any time with you. So it's best to make sure that you doing things to take care of yourself.
I agree. I agree. I have stories also, and it's just I share with people, and I'm glad that I was exposed to Dr. Galt years ago, and now to be in communication with his daughter is just a excellent thing. You know, I really appreciate your time. And like you said, at zero, it's love. And it definitely is the sharing and the giving of your time, the wee hours of the morning in Ghana. It's just it's a blessing. So you can leave us with something, and then we will hopefully see you again
Yeah,
soon.
just honored to be here.
I'm honored to have you. I'm definitely honored. And
Yeah, I one thing I want to I can. Yeah, oh, okay, I'm forgetting that there's a delay in our conversation. But just last words, I would say get into doing meditation. Get into being still. Sometimes you need to focus on what's happening to you, even if you're not dealing with any type of diseases or any ailment. But there are some things that we just don't have control over. You know what I'm saying? We don't have control over our environment a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? When I'm there in Compton, there's only so much control I have. I put in the water purifier into the house to make sure that we're not dealing with that dirty water there in Compton. You know, we got our backyard, we got fruits, and, you know, but there's, so I can go to the backyard the way Dr. Goss. Made the backyard it's like 10 and I can just stand there and just breathe in, you know, the oxygen. I can be quiet. All with all the things that's going on around Compton, I can block everything out. So it's really, really good to get to the point where you're able to sit still. Even if you don't know anything about meditation, just be still for 30 minutes. Maybe go into a dark room. Just have like maybe a candle lit. So there's not any a whole bunch. Just listen. Just wait for the information to come. You're able to deal with your life challenges much better when you're able to come from a more calm stance. And I would close with this. You see better with your eyes closed.
you know, Dr. Sharita, that's real talk. Real talk, and the things that you're saying, it makes a lot of sense. And I've heard it before, and I've experienced some of the things that you're talking about. So it's the healthy way with Dr. Sharita is real. And I want to keep this going as much as we can. And I just appreciate you. I really do. And I can't wait to get back to the store so I can get more of my herbs.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that you guys are doing this.
Oh yeah, I'm enjoying
You gotta
learning.
load up. It's to keep something like this consistent, I appreciate anybody who's doing talking to our people and teaching our people about their health, about their history, about their culture, just about just being better, human beings, so we can be able to raise ourselves up out of this, oppression that we've been in for way too long. And I know some of us might have been losing hope because of the new president. But at the end of the day, you are in charge of you. And when you know that and you love yourself, then there's nothing anybody can that can stop you. You have the Most High, you have your ancestors, you have all the strong powers of the universe, all the deities and the energies of the universe is working on your side. And it's always there. It's just a matter about you tapping into it. And that's the reason why I say meditation is really, really important. Because when you have your eyes closed, and the part of the reason why I say that, because people's like, well, because people, of course, people take things literally. But the reason why I came up with that, because I find myself when I'm talking, I have my eyes closed, and because I'm thinking, because I can see more, you can see better. If there's a situation going on, if you're just looking at what's right there in front of you, then you only see so many options. But when you close your eyes, you can go anywhere in the world. You can do anything. You can talk to your organs. You can talk to your ancestors. You can see all kind of different ways that you can figure things out. So take out that time to be still and close your eyes and then see what you can see.
Yes, people just need to try some things that they hear, and especially if you sit back and think about it, it's nothing that's difficult to do. It's just a matter of taking out the time to do it.
Right.
Yeah, and again, I'm very appreciative of your
Yeah,
time.
this is discipline. Discipline and obedience.
Yes, definitely. So next week we have a relative of yours on next week. Brother Mills is coming back on. This will be I think his third time on, and I haven't got his topic yet, but he'll be on next week, and I'll be sure to send you the video when I have him on.
Okay. All of a sudden
So
just broke up.
yeah, so
Antonio, okay.
Brother
Okay.
Mills, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a say each one teach one in Conscious Corner, and we're going to do this again next week. Have a blessed one.